Health. Uasin Gishu County Government has partnered with Colgate-Palmolive East Africa to promote oral health education by implementing an in-school brushing program, targeting a total of 38,000 early childhood development education, ECDE, learners, parents and teachers across the county. Speaking during the launch of the program dubbed Koti Oral Healthcare, Governor Jonathan Chelalem said the program is aimed at benefiting learners in early childhood education and development centers through inculcating good and oral hygiene practices at an early age. As an administration, we prioritize the health and welfare of our young learners, recognizing it as a valuable investment in their long-term dental health, he said. He noted that the initiative is backed by the Kenya National Oral Health Policy 2022-2030, which is why the county extended the collaborative efforts with Colgate-Palmolive on a 50-50 funding model to ensure learners in all 673 ECDEs receive training on good oral hygiene practices. Through our partnership, we are ensuring that the Koti Oral Healthcare Program is not only realized but also impactful. Together, we have agreed on a 50-50 co-funding model with Colgate. Our focus will be on providing pupils with toothbrushes, toothpaste, and training in proper handwashing techniques, said Chelalem. He affirmed that initiative will benefit their physical health and also establish a foundation for a lifetime of good dental habits and overall well-being. The Kenya National Oral Health Survey indicates that 5-year-old children are particularly vulnerable to oral conditions, which carries prevalence in 46% and gingivitis in 99.9%. These oral health issues persist into adulthood, largely due to only 32% of children brushing twice daily. This is a collective responsibility and I urge parents to be fully involved, added the governor. County Executive for Health Services, Abraham Serum, said the program with Colgate-Palmolive East Africa will primarily focus on ECDE centers, therefore, the need to emphasize the importance of oral hygiene, proper nutrition, and preventive measures against tooth decay. By incorporating these essential aspects into the curriculum, the initiative is poised to have a positive impact on the overall oral health of the learners, said Dr. Serum. According to Promotive and Preventive Health Chief Officer, Dr. Paul Wangwei, the collaborative effort between the county government of Uasin Gishu and Colgate-Palmolive marks a significant step towards enhancing oral health awareness within the community. Clinical Services Chief Officer, Dr. Joyce Sang, noted that through targeted educational programs and practical initiatives such as the in-school brushing program, the partnership aims to promote good oral health habits from an early age, ultimately contributing to improved dental health outcomes among the learners, teachers and parents. The collaboration is expected to boost oral hygiene through its 3x child brushing exercise, one at school and two at home, allowing parents to brush 2x a day at home. In addition, it will improve access to water for learners in schools, through the drilling exercise, a total of 2 boreholes per sub-county, making it to 12 and also training of nurses on dental care.